I don't actually know what you're doing here, where you're going with this.
We're assistant editors talking about the fact that George Heap's cutting them out.
Okay.
A scene that must have happened. Hey, Brian?
Yeah?
Remember that scene from the moon sequence where they're running around the bunker and there was the black guy in that room?
Yeah. That was from Roll 157, I think, right?
I just watched the film again last night, cut, and it's not in there. Have you noticed that it's not in there?
No. Well, but that was a big sequence. There was a lot of...
I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Because there's only been one black guy in this whole scene. And then there was another thing. They did this wonderful scene with Nadine, and there was a black guy in the back.
Yeah. That guy was really good. He was subtle. He didn't steal focus, but he was doing, it was
George
really good.
Cut that.
Well, you can't cut that. I mean, he couldn't have cut that. There was a lot of, that was vital stuff right there.
Replace the black guy with a fish.
With a fish?
He loves the fish. And this is what he said last night. He said, I'm not saying it's because he's a black guy, but are you guys feeling a fish right here? Like, he put it in there, and now it's a scene with a fish. Really?
With a fish?
You put a fish in. I didn't want to say anything, but I don't think he likes the...
But there's the black starfighter pilot, right?
Not anymore. Cut him right out of the movie.
Oh, my.
If anyone ever sees Blu-rays and notices all the black guys that were in deleted scenes... And that they actually put one of the deleted scenes back in, but replaced the black guy with a fish. People might know.
What's a Blu-ray?
With a fish.
You guys, I'm just saying, if it was a fish.
I'm just feeling like a fish would be more weird. Right? It would rhyme.
I feel like the black guys aren't alien enough. Like, I put him there because I thought it'd be weird. But a fish.
And I mean, we already have Darth Vader, so that's like two black guys.
Hooray!